We're in the middle of Siman Reish Beis. Yesterday we did Sif Yud. Yud Aleph is a continuation of Yud. Quick chazara of Yud. A quick overview of Yud. Basically, we have something called Meish Lakos, vegetable soup, which we're not going to discuss at length. We're going to get there in Reish Hay. Officially, vegetable soup. You cook the vegetables. It gives a strong tam of vegetables into the liquid. That liquid, that vegetable soup, officially is a Bar Pri Adama. We'll discuss that at length when we get there. You take an orange, you squeeze it, and the juice falls into the cup. That, the Gemara tells us, is Shehakol. Now, the question is, what about fruit soup? I don't squeeze the fruit. I don't cook the vegetables. I cook the fruit. So the Rashi says it's normal to cook vegetables, and therefore the bracha is the same. It keeps the bracha of the vegetables themselves. It is not normal to cook fruit, and therefore if you cook fruit soup is going to be shakal. The Rush says no. The Rush says that he's coming from a kind of a different angle, but basically the Rush says when you cook fruit, the tam of the fruit goes into that liquid, and that fruit soup, he throws out the word efsher, that fruit soup is going to be a borei pri ha'etz. The Mechaber in Sif Yud, which we did yesterday, we'll run through again quickly. Peiro sheshra'an obishim b'mayim, the fruit that you soaked or cooked in water. Afa pishin nichnas tama pri b'mayim, even though the tama of the pri goes into the water. Eino mavarachal osam b'mayim, ela shahakol. You're going to say a shahakol. The Mechaber is soisem kishitas ha-rajbo. And then he concludes, v'harash kasav de'efsher shenichnas tama pri b'mayim v'arabor pre'etz. The Rush disagrees, and he says that it's possible that if the tam goes into the liquid, that you are, in fact, going to say a borei pri ha'etz on the fruit soup. That's what we did yesterday. I don't remember if we left anything open that we needed to discuss. I don't know.
Is
the
Rosh
Chodek on Sifchet? No. Oh, what's Sifchet? It's orange juice, right? No, so that's, I don't understand it. But that, the Rosh says that the tam of the pri comes out when you cook it more than when you squeeze it. When you squeeze orange juice, what you're tasting is not the tam of the orange, it's the tam of the juice. And therefore it's a shako. I don't know what that means exactly. And Mashenki, when you cook the orange, make orange soup, it's the time of the orange going into the soup, and that's going to be a Bar Priya 8. Efsher. Okay, that's Sif Yud. Just bottom line, the Mishabura told us the Indian Halacha, the end of Mishabura Sif Katan Nun Gimel. The Indian Halacha Pasku Achronim to the Chatchila Yavarech Shahako. Ubidiyavid Yavarech Bar Priya 8 Yatsu. In the Chatchila, we say Shahako, Ubidiyavid Yatsu Bar Priya 8. That's Yud. That's the intro to Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph says as follows.
That's on fruit soup?
Fruit soup we're talking about.
When people compote and stuff, that's fruit soup?
That you have the actual
meat. But there you have the fruit in. Once you have the fruit in there, you're going to say Bar Pri Eitz on the fruit, then pop to everything else.
Whatever's left,
just a little mine.
Right, but you are eating the fruit. That is an important component here, they point out.
So you're not straining it.
Well, you are kind of. But you're eating both separately. Or he's eating the fruit, you're eating the soup. The fruits have to be eaten. If the fruits are not eaten, then it's going to be a shahakol to everyone. That's his bir halacha. We didn't do this yesterday. Bir halacha, dibur maskal, al osam hamayim. That's from where? From Sif Yud. Mashma dala peros gufa mavarech alein, abracha ru'i alein. Sounds like you're going to make a bar for eitz on those cooked fruit. We're going to get to this next week. It has to be talking about fruit that are good, not only raw, but also cooked. Because if they're good raw, not good cooked, then the bracha of the fruit itself is going to be downgraded to a shahakal. If the bracha of the cooked fruit is downgraded to a shahakal, it's not shayach that the liquid that comes out of that is going to be bar priya eitz. It has to be that the fruit itself is still a bar priya eitz, and then the Rosh says the liquid also be bar priya eitz, but assuming that you're gonna eat both. But not together. If you eat together, make the bar priya eitz on the fruit, then everything else is, the liquid is considered tafel. The lav hachi, if it's not good, cook, mevarchin gam alehen rak shahako. Afil hachi, next line, the Indian arotiv lo amin shem emein kemosan im loshi rov, achiz osa peres aidei abishol. Okay, The Rush holds that it can be bar pe eitz regardless. The Rashba holds only if it's normal. And the Mishaburo came up with a case that are certain fruits. He says plums are normally cooked. And therefore, if it's normal for the fruit to be cooked, and therefore we could say that they even plant the fruit with the intention that the fruit is going to be eaten through after being cooked, so then even the Rashba will agree to the Rush that this kind of fruit soup is going to be a bar pe eitz. Okay, let's go into Yiralef. So Yiralef is a hemshech of Yud. May shriyas tzimukim or te'enim or may bishulim. You soaked raisins or figs or you cooked them. Mavarech alehem shahakol v'yotze gam laharosh. So even though he told us he had a stam and a shittas harosh, he didn't conclude in Sifyud what to do. In Yiralef he tells us that since shahakol poteret hakol, so even the rush is going to agree if you made a shahakol on this fruit soup, you yotze, and therefore that's the proper bracha. Make a shahakol. Look at the Mishmur Sifkata Nun Dalid. Mayri sheshosa amayim bifnei atzman. Okay, this is what we mentioned before. We're talking about where you drink the liquid separately from the fruit itself. Avam ocha peros atzman v'shosa amayim gamken. You're eating it all together with the fruit. Mistaber, it makes sense. Lekuli alma in tzarech baruch aleim lo bracha rishonim lo bracha achrona. Then nasa tafel la pri. Then the liquid becomes tafel to the pri itself, and we just look at the pri. Okay, so we've established that you're going to say a shahako, either because, I thought we should pass him like the Rashba. First of all, it's a stam and a yesh omrim, basically. The Mechaber saw something like the Rashba, brings down the Rush, as the Rush says. It's kind of like a stam and yesh omrim, or halachic a stam. And the Rush himself is not sure. He says the Efsher. So I would think that the Vadai of the Rashba is stronger than the Efsher of the Rush. And if you don't like any of those svaras, lemaisa shahako poter takol, and everyone agrees that you'll say with everything with a shahako. So lemaisa, you're going to say a shahako, and you're going to be able to even according to the Rush. Mishmar sifkato nun hey la Rush koi al sif hakodim dehevi pukta bazeh. So if you just opened up and came today Yud Aleph and you didn't do Yud and you didn't have the intro of Yud, so then you don't know what he's talking about. What's his Rush? So he tells us the Rush is the same Rush that he quoted back in Sif Yud. The karma de la maisa posha din actina kideri shonal baruch shahako diyotze bezegam dasa rush. On fruit soup, the Rashba says shahako, the rush says a bar priya eight. La maisa is going to make a shahako because the rush, even the rush agrees that yotze with the shahako, so it's the safest bet. Now, if you're dealing with apple soup and orange soup and pear soup and plum soup, everything is hunky-dory. You make a shahakol on the soup and you make a bari nefashis and everything is fine and dandy. But once you're dealing with shivas aminim, once you're dealing with pomegranate soup, fig soup, and date soup, so wait a second. If it has the din of a fruit, like the Rush says, the bracha achrona is going to be a bracha achas mein shalosh. It's going to be an ala eitz apri eitz. And according to the Rashba, it's a shako, it's not a fruit, it's going to be a brain of fascist. So now it's a much bigger deal. So bracha rishoni, you can easily get out of it and say shahako. Everybody's going to be shako, it's good. But with the bracha achrona, you're in trouble either way. If you make ala eitz, according to the Rashba, you're not yotze. It's a bracha matala. If you make a brain of fascist,
also,
according to the Rush, you're not yotze, it's bracha matala. So you're in trouble. The catch 22. So that's what the Mishmaru continues to say in the middle of Sifkat and Nunhei. Aval bepeil sheshiv aminim kagon tzimukim etainim shemavarech aneim b'achronim main shalosh bazeh yesh listapek hechi nabi. What should we do? Diim yesh lamayim din apri, like the Rush says, the yesh lavarech alav main shalosh b'achronim, you should make a bracha achronim, bracha achas main shalosh ala eitz apri eitz. Diim yesh din pri ba'atzim ein lavarech alav ala b'rein afashif. It doesn't have a din pri like the Rush, but it's make a b'rein afashif. Ube'elu ein ha'achas poteres chaverta afilu b'diyeret. And you're not yotze, one does not pat to the other. Hala'etz does not pat to b'rein afashif does not pat to hala'etz. And therefore, even b'diyeret, and you're going to be in trouble. So you're A, going to be left without a bracha achrona, B, you're going to be making a bracha vatal. It's going to be suffering brachas in both directions, and you're in trouble. So what should we do? So the Mechaber continues. V'lochein, and therefore, yarei shamayim, one who fears heaven, lo yishte ela betocha seuda. He should only drink fruit soup in the middle of a meal. And that way, for sure, he's going to bench. And the benching, whether it's a fruit, or whether it's a juice, or whether it's a soup, or whatever it is, it's going to be positive with the benching. Everything's hunky-dory. However, the Bir Halacha over here has a bamba kasha. Wait a second. Lechaira, you what's the lashon by the Shemitah? You ran away from the fox and ran into the lion? Ran into the fox into the lion's den. Anyway, good, you solved your bracha achrona problem, but Lechaira, now you jumped into a bracha rishona problem. Because if it has a din fruit, we know you make a bracha rishona on fruit in the middle of the meal. If it doesn't have a din fruit, so it's just a drink, we don't make a bracha on Coca-Cola in the middle of the meal. So you solved your bracha achrona problem, but now you created a bracha rishona problem. So what have you solved? You fall madly in love with Torah. Okay, so that's the Bir Halachas Kasha via Dibra Maskel B'Sochas Uda. What did you gain? You solved a bracha achrona problem, but you created a bracha rishona problem. So the conclusion of this Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel B'Sochas Uda, he wants to say that no, everybody agrees that it requires a bracha rishona. So we're back to our original machlokes of Rosh and Rashba, and we go with the Shaakol Patetakol. Everyone agrees with that. Why is that so? Look at the last few lines of the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel B'Tocha Suda. Aba Be'emes Nira Da'avla Rashba. Even the Rashba says the Shaakol. Ein Aleim Shem Mashke Ela Kirota Vaperos. This soup. Okay, it's a shehako, but it's not a Coca-Cola. It's not a drink, a glass of water. It still has a din of rot of peros. In terms of what bracha you're going to make, it doesn't have a din pre. But in terms of how we treat it, klape vis-a-vis the suda, it's a din of rot of peros, which is like peros, which requires a bracha rishona. V'havei k'peros b'tocha suda le'inyan bracha. So you're going to make a shehako. So you solve not only your bracha achrona problem, but also your bracha rishona problem. Okay, so good. That's that. Now, back to I skipped something. The first line says Yesh Lestapik. There's a suffix on the bracha achron over here. So bepashtus, the suffix is a Rosh Rashba. Is it a bar? Is it going to be a ala eighth or a bar in a pashtus? Simple, easy shmeezy, and that's what the Taz says. For some reason, the Gra does not explain like that. The Gra says, you know what the suffix is over here? That the Rush himself doesn't know. The Rush himself wrote the Efsher. And therefore there's a suffix within the Rush. So if he would paskin in Sif Yud like the Rush, so I understand. Even if you paskin like the Rush, you can still say it's a suffix because the Rush used the word the Efsher. Maybe. Possible. However, I'm not an expert reading Bir Agra. I brought it to someone who's more of an expert. He didn't see it either. It doesn't seem like in Sif Yud, the Gra doesn't, he brings down the Rush and the Rashba. He switches the order of the Mechaber. He first explains the Rush, then he explains the Rashba. I don't know, but he doesn't seem to conclude over there Halacha Karash. But why take the suffix here out of the Pashtus? And the Mechaber spells it out. Even Vach Brach has made Shalosh Ki Harash. So, I don't know why the girl does that, but that's what he does. Fine, back to it. So anyway, we have a problem. What bracha achrona are going to say on Shivas Haminim soup? It's a machlekes Rosh Rashba, if it's going to be a Barna Fashas or a Eitz. And therefore, Eitz and number one of the Mechaber is to eat it in the middle of the meal. Number two. Oyocha primi Shivas Haminim, v'gam yishte mayim, k'dei yishtar l'barach, bracha achas meishosh, Barna Fashas. Go get a bunch of raw grapes, regular grapes. Get a seltzer. Well, here he says water, but we'll talk about seltzer. And therefore, anyway, you're going to have to make an alagepin and a bar nefashis and a manafshach, whatever the bracha of this funny soup is, you're going to be yotze because you're going to be making both bracha achronis. So the Mechaber here does say drink water, and there's a very important, very relevant, very nogea, comes up all the time, bir halacha, dibar masli yish demayim, which we will get more into when we get to Siman Reish Dalet. But here, the bir halacha points out, mayri shud somik tzas lamayim. You only make a bracha on water if you're thirsty. If you need to take a pill and you're going to use water to get it down, there's no bracha on that water. If you're giving a shear and you start choking and you need some water to not choke, so you're not going to make a shahako on that water. So if you're going to be super frum and get your cup of water, which you're not interested in drinking, and your mom is not thirsty, just to solve a bracha problem, you did not solve a bracha problem, you created a new one. You cannot make a shahako on water that you're drinking for technical reasons when you're not thirsty. We'll get more into that when we get to Siman Reish Dalet. Okay, so these are the two eitzes that the Mechaber brings down. What time is it? Lots of time?
4 minutes. 4 hours.
Continues the Mechaber. Now, it's funny because he gave us an example of raisin soup. raisin soup, if you cook the raisins are grapes. Grapes, when you deal with them, you often come up with something called wine. Wine is already a different ballgame. So that's what he's going to address right now. If you separated this cooked liquid from the grapes, from the raisins, which are dry grapes, havele yayin. Then becomes wine. And then you're going to say bar pri agafen, or bracha achas mein shalosh. But it depends how dry the raisins are. It has to have some moisture, the raisins, because if they're dry as anything, so then it's not going to give enough time into the water to turn that water into halachic wine, to create a bar pri agafen. They have to have some moisture. That if you were to step on them or crush them, some liquid would come out of them. But if their mom is dry, nothing would come out of them if you would crush them. So cooking them also halachically is not going to turn that liquid into a bar pri agafen. Okay, so bottom line, you have apple soup, orange soup, it's a machlokes. We said we're going to go with shahako and bar nefashis, according to everybody. When you're dealing with a shivas aminim soup, so the bracha rishona if you do shivas aminim soup, the bracha rishona is not a problem, it would be shahako. The problem is bracha achrona, either eat in the middle of the meal, make a bracha rishona, because it has a din fruit in that regard. The bracha rishon is going to be shaka, then you're going to bench, or you're going to eat it with grapes and seltzer. Fine. What if you don't have bread, and you don't have grapes, and you don't have seltzer, and all you have is this date soup? That's all you have. Why else would you eat it? Anyway, so what do you do? So the Magen Avraham brings down the Knesset HaGdola. I think it's here it's in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha, Dibur Masel, Bar Nefashos. The elo elu dvarim lifter asame peros. If you don't have anything, all these eitzes the mechaber gave, you don't have it. All you have is this soup. That's like this akdala shemavarach bari nefashos rabbas v'dayim. You go with the bari nefashos. The tamo ayim b'mayim. Mordechai doesn't explain the reason over there, and the Magen Avraham concludes with one word or two words or three letters, and that is v'tzarchim. Tzarchim, but he doesn't explain anything. And here the Bir Halacha explains, he uses the word tzarachin. The question is, what's a tzarachin? So, we know what the tzarachin is basically, but Levush Estrad wants to say, wait a second, maybe bracha achas mein shalosh is daraisa, we're going to get to that. Could be that bracha achron shivas aminim, because it's in pasuk ches, we'll get there. It could be that bracha achas mein shalosh is daraisa, and therefore this would be a subject daraisa l'chumra, and you shouldn't fall back on a bar nefashos, which anyway you can ask kashas on, but you should fall back on the ala eitz, because it's a subject daraisa. The Machzor Shekel over here, and the Prima Gadim at the end of Simin Reish Ches says no. The Tzarachin is that okay, the Lushi Strad says, like you said, maybe it's a subject to write to Lechumra, because Brachas Ben Shosh might be Daraisa. The Master Shagar Prima Gadim say, no, that's not the subject. The subject is like we said before, what Bracha Achroni, whatever you say, if you're going to say Bar Nefashos, the Knesset HaGdola says say Bar Nefashos, according to the Rosh, it's a Bracha Levatala, and you don't say it's a Bracha Levatala. So basically, it's a subject Bracha Slahakel, and you can't make the Bracha. Perhaps the Nekudas HaMachokas is Bracha Achas Ben Shosh, Evidin, is Daraisa or not Daraisa. The Lushi Srad is Cheshish that is Darais. I mean, he doesn't say it, Betor Vadai, but he throws.
The second sheet, there's no Indian of Darais at all.
Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh is a Machlokes, the Darais of the Rabbanah. We pass with the Rabbanah. We're Cheshish, okay, we'll get there. Reish Tess, Ayin Shom. You have to come back. So here.
Things like you think. You said in Sifu Yud, this Stam Chaver Pasyon, like the
Rashba. Right, it could be it's a Stam Rishon. I mean, it could be that the Rashba is about Daya and the Rosh is a Safek. And I don't know why we take giving this Rosh so much. I don't know why he's taken so seriously. He Rosh himself wasn't sure about it. The Machaber, I mean, Machaber himself changes his his mahalach, because in Sif Yud he brings it like as a second opinion. Stam and Yei Shomer. All of a sudden he takes it very seriously, and he's chayshish, and you have to eat another meal, and you come up with all these tachbulos. So continuing that bir alacha bar nefashis, he says the Magen Rabbah is a fact fake bedino de knes agdola who said just say bar nefashis if you don't have anything else. Vayim b'tov simin reish ches mashma daito shelo levarech kla bazet. And that's from the Prima Gadim. Because better not to make a bracha, because whatever you say, is a suffix bracha levatala. V'chei mash v'beis Yosef u'bach, de'ein lo takana klal. Then he says, but if you have, let's say, wine, or if you have a piece of cake, so we're going to get to that in Reish Ches also. That's a big controversy. But let's say, yivad de'nina ala michya. And I have a suffix ala eight. Can I throw my suffix ala eight into my ala michya? I think the Chumash Rashi doesn't like it. The Mechaber says no. But the Mishabur overturns the psak of the Mechaber over there. He says, yeah, once you're saying the bracha anyway, to throw in a suffix, that would be okay.
What would you say, though?
Huh?
What would you say?
Ala michya, b'ala chakala, b'ala eight, b'ala eight. You eat a piece of cake.
He doesn't like it.
Who doesn't like it? The Mechaber does not like it. But the Mishabur does like it.
So what do you do according to the Mechaber?
You make no bracha achrona. Ain't no takana klal. You're stuck.
So you just make the one you have to make.
No, you don't drink the soup.
No, you had ala michya, you had cake, and you had grapes. One of them you have to anyway, and the other one.
I have a vaday ala michya and suffik ala eitz.
Okay,
I think so. We'll get there. Reish Ches. You have to come back. Okay, that is Reish Beis Yud and Yud Aleph. They're one unit. And next week we'll continue Bezrat Hashem.